Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
That's where you're at. You're on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sounds there of Dakindo, Hope Arise. Let your hope arise. Keep trusting. Don't give up. Not yet. Not time to give up. Not now. And not ever. Okay. Yeah, so we keep moving forward. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord Holy Spirit also be your strength. Alrighty then, my family. Today, in a short while, I'll be talking to Frik Pretorius, and he's the acting senior manager, legal services at the Umbert Tax Office, the Umbert Tax Office. He is that acting senior manager at legal services. And so we'll be talking to him about some of the mistakes that we as taxpayers do whenever we are filling up or with our documentation when it is the season for tax. So this is what the Tax Umbert says to us. He says the tax season is around the corner, number one. And he says it is vital to get all your documents in order for a hassle-free filing process. And I know that some will use their e-filing, some will go to SARS and all that. But they say that the season is just around the corner. So the Office of the Tax Umbert is trying to help you and I to avoid these common pitfalls and share some of the common mistakes that we make with the tax documentation. And they want to help us with our documents and to also put our dots in a row. So I can't wait to be talking to Frik, and we will be connecting to him in a short while. We'll also be talking to Pastor Miriam Mashego, and she'll be sharing her own testimony. She was traveling not so long. She was traveling to Limpopo, and she saw the hand of the Lord. she talks about God's protection. And so you and I can't wait to hear the testimony that she has for us. But let's connect to Frik first. Taking us there are the sounds of Tips David featuring Myra Letswalo and Myra's Kosana and Miriam Letswalo, and the song is Faithful. Just reminding you that God is faithful, so keep your hope up.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
He is always faithful. You can trust in him. Let your hope arise this morning. And those are the sounds that are coming there from Tabs David featuring Myra Skosana and Miriam Letswalo. You are faithful. I'm now joined by Frik Pretorius, who is the acting senior manager legal services at the Tax Umbert Office. Hi, Frik. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
Frik, we are back at it again. The season, the tax season is just around the corner.
Tax season is around the corner. Yeah, and we're going to give some tips to all the taxpayers out there.
Yeah.
And how to make this tax season easier for them.
So, Frik, can you briefly explain to us regarding the mandate of the Office of the Tax Umbert first, before we can proceed to talking about the documentation and all of that?
No problem. The Office of the Tax Umbert is an independent body set up to help taxpayers, that's our listeners, with issues they might have with the South African Revenue Services.
Yeah.
Now, I always say to people, think of it as a neutral referee who steps in when they feel that they are not being treated fairly by SARS, and that will be in respect of service issues, procedural issues, or any administrative issues that they have against SARS. And you must also remember that the tax ombud is independent from SARS. So we look holistically and independently at each and every complaint that they had against SARS. Yeah.
Okay, Frick, I think I'm not happy with how the sound comes out. I'm not really happy about that. I would like for us to just fix it quickly just now and then get back to it because I really want our family members of Radio Pulpit not to miss a thing that you're saying to us. So let's do this and then reconnect to you just now.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and I'm back with Frick Pretorius again. Do remember that I'm talking to Frick Pretorius, who is the acting senior manager, legal services from the Tax Ombud office. Frick, I think this one sounds good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we need a clear line because we are going to give very important information to the taxpayers and the listeners.
Go back to explaining the mandate of the office of the Tax Ombud again. Please.
Sure. The Office of the Tax Ombud, we are an independent body that was set up to help taxpayers with issues that they might have with the South African Revenue Services. I always say to people, think of it as a neutral referee who steps in when they know that they are not being treated fairly by SARS, and that will be in respect of service issues, procedural issues, or administrative issues that they have with SARS. That's in a nutshell our mandate and what we do.
So the tax or the Office of the Tax Ombud has emphasized the importance of also getting our documents in order as the season approaches. Yeah. Okay. Could you please elaborate on why this is important for taxpayers?
Very, very important question. Yeah, having all your documents ready before the tax season is super important, and I emphasize that. It makes filing your taxes so much easier and faster, and it helps you avoid mistakes. And furthermore, it ensures that you have everything you need if SARS asks for proof. And the most important thing, you know what, if you have all your stuff and there's no queries from SARS, it saves you a lot of stress at the end of the day.
Okay. And then why is it important to provide correct information, and what are the implications of accurate information?
Well, if you look at our compilation of taxpayers' rights and obligations, the right info on your tax return is absolutely crucial, because if you mess that up, you could face penalties, interest, or even an audit from SARS. Audit from SARS in serious cases, you can get into legal trouble. So always be honest. Make sure that everything that you put in your tax return is accurate, and that will avoid any headaches that you might have, and make sure that the documents are authentic and that you have all the original documentation with you. And that will save you a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Will the Tax Ombud office have a problem if my information was inaccurate when I submitted to SARS?
Yeah. Well, keeping your documents organized will help you stay on top of your taxes always, and makes it easier to prove your claims. If you lose some documents, you might have trouble getting deductions, you know, such as your medical credits.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. Or if you claim the medical credit, you don't have that documentation, you could face serious penalties. So, but our office can still help with your complaint, but having all your documents available makes it much easier, smoother and faster for yourself and for our office should there be a problem in respect of any complaint that you have in respect of a service administrative issue, you know. So, and procedural issue from SARS. you can make sure that you have all your documentation, but yeah, we can still assist you.
Okay, so now, can you also share this one, Frick, with us, some of the documentations required if one would lodge a complaint with the tax ombud?
Yeah, if you want to lodge a complaint with the tax ombud, you'll need a filled out complaint form, and that's readily available from our website. We also need copies of any letters or emails with SARS, every bit of correspondence that you have. You need your tax reference number. That must be emphasized on the documents. Otherwise, you don't know who we're dealing with. Any other documents relating to your complaint, you know, like notices from SARS, proof of submissions, et cetera, et cetera. We need all that information, yeah. I just need to emphasize, it's very important. If you are represented by a tax practitioner, so you need a special power of attorney, which must also accompany the documents, yeah.
See, now, some of the documents are missing. Will the tax ombud take my complaint if I did not have all the documents? And so my ducks are not in a row because there are documents missing. Will you guys help me?
Yeah, we can still take your complaint. Remember that each and every complaint is by its own merits. On its own merits and so on. So we will never show you away, but it's important that you must always go to SARS first, to the SARS CMO process before you approach us.
Yeah.
So if SARS does not assist in terms of a CMO query, then you can come to us unless it's compelling issues. And if you have compelling issues, then you can come straight to us. So the listeners can just go to our website and look at that compelling issues as well. But yeah, we will never show somebody away for no reason.
So let's say somebody has submitted to SARS and SARS demanded some documents and they to support what they have submitted to SARS. They have supporting documents and everything looks fine. And then SARS comes back to say, we're not accepting this, and we are also going to fine you this much for this. Can I still come to the tax ombud because I feel this is unfair? I've submitted and everything proves that my documentation is accurate.
Very good question. Yeah, how it works in practice when SARS disallows some of your documentation, what they normally will do is they will raise an assessment with penalties or whatever they will do. In that case, you must follow the objection route. It's your right to object against any assessment from SARS or any action from SARS.
Mm-hmm.
So in a case like that, if you come to us, we will not accept your complaint.
Okay.
Because we are limited in terms of the Act to deal with cases where the matter is subject to objection and appeal. But if you object against an assessment and SARS takes longer than the agreed turnaround time on the client charter, then you can come to us because that's a systemic issue to say that, listen, yeah, I've objected, SARS is not coming back to me, they're not finalizing my objection. In a case like that, you are more than welcome to come to our office to assist us, and we can assist you.
How long does the objection period take? How long should you give SARS when you have objected to come back to you as a taxpayer?
60 days.
Oh, 2 months.
Yeah, basically 60 days. And okay, in the case where there's no objection and there's only a verification, and verification is found to be clear, SARS must also pay out your refunds. And also when they do not pay out the refund, it's also a systemic issue under the compelling issues by the tax ombud, and they can also come to the tax ombud without approaching the SARS CMO.
But Frank, how long does it lodge, or how long does it take for one to lodge a complaint with the tax ombud?
When you lodge a complaint with our office, it normally takes a turnaround time of 15 days when we send the recommendations to SARS.
Okay.
So once we send the recommendations to SARS, there is a turnaround time of 30 days from SARS to give recommendations that they either accept the recommendations from the tax ombud or not. So you look at around 30 days.
Oh, okay. And then how do I lodge a complaint with you guys at the tax ombud office?
Okay, it's very easy to lodge a complaint. You know what, you can just go to our website or you can contact us. So you fill out the form, you attach the supporting documents.
Okay.
You can send it via email, fax, post, or drop it off in person, and the tax ombud will confirm that they got your complaint and start looking into it. So what we normally do is within 2 days, we send out a letter of acceptance of your complaint that we actually received your complaint, yeah, and that we are going to look at it.
In your experience, Freck, do we always know what the documentation is? Do we always know what's required from us during this tax season?
You know what, the safest is keep all the documents that's in relation to your tax affairs. You know, if you're not sure what documents to submit, well, SARS will let you know at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't have the documents really available, it's going to take longer for them to assess you at the end of the day.
Okay.
So, the listeners, when they put in their tax returns, when they submit it, each and every piece of document that you're relying on, make sure that you submit it with your tax return.
Mm. And I've heard of people taking pictures or making photocopies of slips and all that, because I remember one who had to submit all the slips from the doctors and from the from the pharmacist and all that. And I remember her saying, no, I make copies because they get the slips kind of disappears. There's nothing when the tax season starts. There's nothing on your slip. So would that also be acceptable?
This is another tip. If you've got a lot of things that you want to claim, let's take medical aid, as you've said now. You want to claim medical contributions. Then give SARS a schedule of all the monies that you've spent. You know, don't just give them a bunch of documents or slippies or whatever they make it for them.
Yeah.
And then out of that schedule, they will probably do a spot check on certain of the expenses that you incur. In the case of that, what you are referring to now, I know that some slippies, you know, when you put it in your pocket, it disappears from the paper. You can't see it anymore. So it is, well, first prize at the end of the day to have the original slippies available. But you can probably take a photo of it, because they will, SARS will in any event, if they do not want to accept that, they can cross-reference it with the supplier, you know, like the pharmacy or whatever the case may be. But it's always better to keep the original slips. In some cases, probably they will accept pictures and all of that. But you need to give very good reasons why you do not have the original slips.
All righty then. Also know that you have a big brother on the tax umbert. If you make your submissions and things are not going right, but you can call the tax umbert office for clarity and help in that regard. You said you are a referee. So for those seeking information, how can the taxpayer get in touch with the office of the tax umbert? Please share the contact details and everything that we need to know.
I will do so. Firstly, our email is complaints@taxombud.gov.za, or you can visit our website at www.taxombud.gov.za. Always remember, it's not co.za, it's gov.za, because we are a government organization. Or you can phone our toll-free line by 0800-662-837. And if you want to come to our address physically, we are in Pretoria, Menland, on Menland Corner, second floor, 87 De Beer Street. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and our accounts there at Twitter or X, or whatever they call it nowadays, is at Tax Ombud.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is Tax Ombud SA,
mm-hmm.
three words. Instagram at Tax Ombud SA, one word. On LinkedIn, Office of the Tax Ombud.
Alrighty then.
And that's the ways that you can get in contact with us, yeah.
So as soon as you type the Tax Ombud It will bring out your Facebook and all that if one does it on Google, I believe. The handles. Yeah, all the handles.
Type in Tax Ombud, you'll get all our details. You'll get our website, everything.
All righty then. So, Frick, what is your closing what are your closing statements? What advice do you have for the taxpayers as the tax season is coming closer? What words would you like to share with us before we say goodbye to you?
Yeah, my word of encouragement for this tax season is in relation to what we've said now. Keep all your documents. Be very honest in your dealings with SARS. If you are not sure how to deal with a matter, ask SARS to assist you. If SARS doesn't want to assist you, you know, our office is there to assist you. And then very important what you can do, go to our website. There's a document there, compilation of taxpayers' rights and obligations. Now, it gives you 10 rights and obligations. So that rights will tell you exactly what you can do, what you can ask for in respect of each and every action that SARS is doing. So please familiarize yourself with that document.
Mm.
It's very important. But as I said, you know what? Just be an honest citizen, pay your dues, and be honest. And that, when you do that, there can't be a problem. It will be a stress-free exercise at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Frick, for waking us up, because some of us were not even aware that the season is just around the corner. So thank you so much for this information. And have yourself a beautiful one further.
Yes, always a pleasure dealing with the listeners and giving them advice.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And yes, keep well, sir. Bye. Bye. And yes, my family, that is Frick Pretorius, who is the Acting Senior Manager, Legal Services at the Tax Ombud Office, talking to us this morning about getting our documentation ready, knowing exactly what the documentation is all about, but getting our ducks in a row as the tax season is just around the corner, and also sharing a little bit of some of the common pitfalls and mistakes that we make as taxpayers with our tax documentation. And if you need to know more about the Tax Ombud, or you want to know more about what is expected of you from SARS, you can just visit their site there. Just type in Tax Ombud and you will find, go to Google, type Tax Ombud, and you will see their Facebook page, their Instagram and everything else, their address, wherever they are at. And so make sure that you are ready for the tax season, which is almost just about to begin to commence.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.